All right, this is a meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission for October 11th. We're now going to take the roll. Chairperson Simon.
Here.
Commissioner Charette. Commissioner Chang. Clancy. Lane. Commissioner Roberts.
Here.
Commissioner Vizi.
Here.
Student Commissioner Meyer. Members present, we do not yet have a quorum. Now to public comment. None. We will move along next to commissioner reports.
Okay, just really quickly, if I could chime in. So, Commissioner McLean and Commissioner Clancy are both resigning. I think they have resigned. I need to check with President Ducey to see where we are in that process. Maggie's still going to work with us on electrified transportation, which is great. So she'll be a community member, subject matter expert for us. And Carrie needed to take a leave. So we will be onboarding two new commissioners. I don't know when I will get an update on that from Kathy. So that's where we are. And then we're waiting on Beth. She is going to be here. And when Beth gets here, we'll have quorum and we'll vote on the minutes. Jeff, is it okay if I start with you? Maybe is SoulSmart a agenda item, or can he give us an update?
I did not specifically add that to the agenda,
okay.
But I can happy to provide an update.
That's great. I'll have you do that, and then Jeff can jump in.
All right. SoulSmart silver designation was finalized this week. I've updated the website with everything to show the silver designation logos, the additional steps we took, and I believe there's going to be a blurb in the next weekly newsletter.
Great news. That was quick. Like I thought for some reason they would take a while to review our mission.
Yeah, I think it was only about a 2-week turnaround or so, maybe. So fairly quick.
Right, we should get a sweet new plaque as well for outside in the hallway there. It's the bronze one. Jeff, anything on your end?
Not much to report. That is great news, and thanks Seth for following up with that. Not much new. I think maybe just what we had noted last week in terms of making sure we're in the loop for next steps when it comes to establishing the timing for budgeting and pursuing gold and how that might impact 2023 budgets.
I think we should probably work on that pretty quickly. And Lisa seemed interested, and she's also had let us know she couldn't attend tonight. That the village is probably going to be interested in pursuing gold, which, I mean, Jeff, we got to do the math. I don't think from a point standpoint we have an issue. We just really have some barriers in village. I don't know if it's village code or village budget that would need to be changed.
I think it's more code related. I looked into it. So I believe with this ordinance that gets us to silver, but also meets one of the qualifications for gold. And I believe the other sort of mandated thing for gold was the 3-day turnaround time for permitting.
And the permitting cost.
Yes. And then I believe looking through it, there's a few other things we may even already qualify for that we just haven't officially applied.
All right, great. Hey, Jeff, maybe we can work on that offline and see what kind of work with Lisa and see what the appetite of the board is to move forward with that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Who would help us from a budget standpoint and on staff?
It would probably be Jeff and I to start. I think we're going to start getting into the capital stuff first and then the budget. Later this fall and winter. So,
I don't even know what the math will be. I mean, we have so few solar permits that like, I can't imagine this is more than a couple $100 like budget hit. You know, I don't know how we'll do the math on that, but I guess we'll figure it out.
I'll be sure to keep you guys in the loop.
All right, cool. That's great. Jeff, anything else?
No, nothing else to add.
All right, thanks. Shannon, nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you, thanks. Yeah, apologies, I don't have any updates, but good to see you all.
Problem. All right, let me pull up here. Okay, and just quickly, for SoulSmart, tell me your name again. Is it Matt? Asia, oh, that's right. So we achieved SoulSmart bronze, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years ago?
Do you remember? I believe it was 2019.
Okay. And what SoulSmart is, it's the program that the Department of Energy sponsors. And it is so that communities like ours can try to get all the barriers out of the way for residents to install rooftop solar. Because what the Department of Energy realizes in a lot of municipalities, there was a lot of red tape and barriers and cost and things that made it complicated. So this program, forces you to make these very good changes to the way you help your residents install solar. So there's three steps. We did bronze. We just did the second step, which is silver. So we're even now better oriented for our residents to install rooftop. And then gold is the highest level, and we're going to start to work on that. So, that way, if somebody wants to make an investment and put solar on top of the roof, it's easy. Hi, Beth. Actually, you're next on the agenda, so I'll let you get situated here for a minute.
Apologize for being late.
No worries.
Couldn't get in through the door.
Oh, yeah.
The new security system.
No, it's very, very tight security here. We have Jeff and Shannon as well on.
Great. Okay.
So
are we going to do the...
Well, here's what we'll do is we're going to go back to the adoption of meeting minutes because we have quorum now with you here.
Yep.
Is there any changes, questions about... the August 9th and the September 13th meeting minutes. So we're doing a double approval right now. Jeff, Shannon, any changes? Beth, do you remember any things you saw in those
minutes? I don't have any changes.
Okay.
Yeah, none here either.
Okay, thanks, Shannon.
And we need a motion for adoption of the minutes.
Moved.
We have a second, please.
Second.
Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Chang?
Yes.
Commissioner Roberts?
Yes.
Commissioner Veazey?
Jeff, we can't hear you if you're speaking to us.
Sorry about that. I've been on mute a while, I guess. Yes.
All right. Four voting yes, none voting no. The motion passes.
Okay. So we've adopted the meetings from August 9th and September 13th. Beth, do you have any commissioner report stuff you want to throw out? We had just finished that.
I don't think so.
We're really moving along today. We did get SoulSmart Silver, so that was the update that you missed, which is cool. Communications. Go to Beth Chang.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to screen share we're starting with the e-newsletter, right?
Whichever you would like. I've got both open.
Yeah, let's do that one first. So I think we're all kind of getting in the groove of how SATH is kindly helping us with this process. So I would say, SATH was really great about sending a message out right after the last meeting. I would say that I'd suggest just retitling it something like deadlines for e-newsletter submissions. I think last time you had some other topics to cover, but if we make that like a standing subject line, then everybody can always look it up again, just search for deadline. so that's just a little tweak. And I think a couple of us may have missed those deadlines, including myself, but at least I caught myself. So just a reminder is whatever we agree to today, those weekly ones are due Mondays at 8 a.m., right?
Yeah, Mondays at 8 a.m. I believe this week's was missed. I did talk to Matt, and he said we can get it
week. In. Let's see, what was supposed to be this week?
Was it the NICOR rebate program?
Ah, that's you, Eric. So it's Tuesday evening, so I know there's sometimes a little wiggle room, or did you guys put something?
We have some wiggle room, so yeah, if we can.
Can I get it done tomorrow?
I mean,
tomorrow, or I mean, honestly, early Thursday,
I'll get
still
it done
probably
tomorrow.
But, you know, do you want to just do the announcement about the SoulSmart instead? Because the NICOR rebate program is like an ongoing thing,
when
and we sort
think,
of put it in there. But that sounds newsworthy to me.
Do we want to wait for the newsletter, or do we want to?
So yeah. I put like just a quick news blurb up on the website about SoulSmart as I was going through and updating all the bronze logos to silver.
Yeah.
So I can just send you that if you want to rework, expand upon that.
Yeah.
This one
well, you could just sort of swap it because SoulSmart was going to be on the calendar for later this month because I think you and Jeff weren't sure when it was going to happen. So I just moved the concert NICOR thing down to the last week of October. And
so I should do both anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't mind sending me that blurb, then I'll just.
Will do.
Okay. And so then we needed a volunteer to sort of write something about composting for the week of 10/17. So that would be due next Monday at 8 a.m. I can't tell anymore. I can't remember who's on.
Beth, I think I owe you one. I know I messed up before, so I apologize. How about I take that one?
Great. Thanks, Shannon. So that's just sort of a general, you know, they changed the cart sizes and all of that in the spring, and we had a lot of publicity on it, and we thought, I mean, I guess it's a little bit of an odd time of year to recommend because we're about to go into the every other week, but that was somehow what we picked. So unless somebody has something else burning that they want to, you know, Shannon, it should be, if you get used to going into the Google Doc with the running content, and Seth is going to have that as a standing thing, right? Tomorrow when you get the reminders of the deadlines, the link.
Yeah, I'll have the link to the filed weekly
right.
and monthly articles.
Right. And let's make sure the permissions or anyone with the link can get into it. So Shannon, if you just then search for compost, you'll find probably the write-up from earlier in the year. And, you know, it's just to remind people that it's there and that there are the different cart sizes that started earlier this week and urge them to sign up. So it's only 100 words, and you can come up with an image for that, Seth?
I can see if we have one already, or if
okay.
not, yeah, I can.
You can always use the LRS logo.
Yep.
All right, so that covers us for this month. And then is Ellie on? Because
no,
she...
Ellie texted me that she's been well, so.
All right, so then how are we going to do that? So this is where if people aren't here, then... See, I think she was going to come because she was also going to update about the work she's trying to do with the event. But, Seth, I would put her on the reminder, and I can send her a separate text. But the 14th is Friday, which is – did you guys change the monthly newsletter deadlines to a Friday?
Yeah, the monthlies, when I had talked to Elijah, were Friday. I believe Friday mornings, Friday midday. We'll need to loop back and check with – I can confirm with Matt tomorrow morning when I send out the – I believe that was going out that first weekend.
Okay, so if she hasn't written it already, I predict Ellie may have a hard time since she is a senior in high school. So is there any wiggle room for that, for her to do it over the weekend?
I will confirm tomorrow.
I can text her to see if she's but I mean
can do it by Friday. All right.
If
she hasn't already got it underway, it's gonna be hard for her to go off and interview little bits and write it by Friday. But we need kind of a plan B. Everybody got suggestions for plan B. We can't really swap out December because humble gift giving doesn't really make sense.
I wonder with, just a thought,
yeah,
for the next two weeklies, the pumpkin smash and the election, I believe those be going out shortly, maybe even a week delayed. I'm not exactly sure when the November ones time up, but if it makes sense to mention those or any sort of old disposal things.
Yeah. Well,
I should figure out the timing of all three of these newsletters first.
Yeah, are you suggesting swapping the, putting the
two of those as like the two, it's a, if it's going out at the beginning of November, but if that's not the case, then I, the monthly is going out at the beginning.
Correct. So the pumpkin smash will probably be, Does anybody know what the school's doing with that? Do you know, AJ? Do you know who the contact is at the school? Is there anything else that we think is that the thing about writing about pumpkin smashes, you need that copy like now, right? For it
don't,
to
don't we have the copy just from like...
Yes, but it's probably like a really short thing as opposed to like the longer thing that we usually do in the monthly. The calendar, the 31st is on a Monday, so the monthly November one will be November 4th. That's probably actually when it's going to be. All right, well, let's see where Ellie is with that. And I don't know, I think the best I can come up with, Seth, is if the thing about the Friday deadline that's weird is if it's Friday 8 a.m. and you're going to be prepping it, but if it's Friday at the end of the day, then I'm not sure if there's a big difference for you guys if you get it 8 a.m. Monday. And generally, like for us volunteers, when we realize at the last minute we have to write something, like I could try to do something over the weekend if Ellie can't, but there's probably very little chance that I can
get
do
a
it Friday.
For these monthlies, these are sort of target deadlines, but I'll sort of confirm every month when we need them by.
Right, but I think it's, I don't know, like if we just had 8 a.m. Monday as the deadline for whether it's a weekly or a monthly, right? And then as volunteers, like I said, if we sort of realize at the last minute we got the weekend
so we don't have to
write it, kind of thing, that would be helpful. So you'll find out from Ellie, and the problem with writing about the pumpkin smash is I've got to find somebody to contact them. I got to like ask them, and I, you know, so it's not something I can just sit down and write without reaching out to a bunch of other people. Anybody else have any ideas about things that they think would be good for like a longer monthly feature where we kind of have all the information in our heads or within our commission? I mean, is there anything about like, I don't know,
energy efficiency. It'll give a lot of good info on like the facility sites on that. Inflation and, you know, heaters to buy and all that kind of stuff. We can link through to the.
So that would be different from the NICOR stuff?
The NICOR thing, just like the free stuff that NICOR does.
Uh huh.
We can make it different enough. Yeah, they overlap, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess with this one, let's just say, let's hear from Ellie, and then Eric, you and I are going to have to put our heads together. But Seth, if you can buy us until Monday at 8 a.m., that would be really helpful.
So Ellie is saying that she hasn't started, but she can get on it this week if we need her to.
Hasn't started it, but she can get on it. Well, I guess it would be good if she could. since that was the plan. And this is the issue, I guess, is if we set deadlines, somehow we have to hold all of ourselves accountable, because this kind of last minute churn is what is that's all crazy, right?
So that's what you spend most of your time.
So if Ellie can put something together, you know, ideally by Friday, but Monday, I'm going to just sort of assume that Seth can work some magic for us there, then I guess I'll undertake to try to find out something about the pumpkin smash and do that for the following. So can you put the actual due date in there?
If that would be the 31st or if that would be the 7th.
Would be due on November 7th. Okay, so tell Ellie we're counting on her. Right. The election day sign recycling, do you have info on that, Seth?
I do not. I can see, I'm assuming there's information from last year. I just have not looked it up myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming that's a, or not last year, but 2 years ago. I'm assuming that's a recurring thing every election.
Right. Okay. So you can put me down for that one too, but you'll just have to supply the information, or that might be the kind of stuff, the kind of thing that it's a little 100-word thing, and if you know when it's going to be and where it's going to be, you can put me down for the pumpkin smash too. And then we need a topic for the last week of November. That's thing. Right. Deadline would be November 21st. I mean, I've wanted to avoid, because I think it's good to just have a consistent, it's really wonderful the way the village gives us like a slot every week. But honestly, if we're struggling this much, I think the commission maybe needs to talk about whether we're able to fill weekly content, or if you, what happens like if we don't, right?
I honestly, I think it, there's either, you know, stuff, whether it's other content or just sort of standard village content that can be put in, or it's just sort of not a section in the weekly.
Correct. Like the weekly, you know, the monthly you have like a layout and you can't have a hole in it, right? But the, or maybe you can, I don't know. The weekly, it's like it's longer or it's shorter. Right? Yeah. And I don't know what to say.
No,
right?
I think
we're struggling.
I think we cut this back. I mean, we produce a lot of content, and if we cut this back, we'd still produce more content than any other agency.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't wanted to have this be the conversation, but I almost feel like it has to be the conversation.
We need to be realistic about what our real capabilities are, and this is just continues to be a
so the slog. Thing is that, Seth, if we, you know, the issue is that some months there will be something that we want to put in every week, right? So if the weekly newsletter is flexible enough such that there's that really nice banner that says like Sustainability Commission, right? And if 1 week we don't have anything, I know that sometimes Sarah would just put something in, right? And if you have something to put in, like we actually, the electronics and the household hazardous waste thing is, it's ongoing. The deadline has passed for the pickup, but for the requests, but the pickups are happening, right? So I would say, if we're not able to supply something and you're like, oh, wait, I know about this thing, and it's like basically staff held information, you know, to then you could put it in. But otherwise, it would just not have something that week. Right. And for the monthlies, I almost think for next year that we might consider doing a longer piece like quarterly or every other month, something like that. You know, I mean, I think if you have that like layout spot that needs to be filled, not our place to say what you should fill it with, but I think Eric had thought, well, maybe you might want to feature something from other commissions or something. I hate to do this because I feel like we've been given this great, you know, opportunity by the village to always have sustainability in front, but I'm kind of, you know, at a loss, right? Like, we don't, until you get more commissioners on who can produce
yeah,
more content.
I'm like 100% on board of knocking this back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can always reevaluate this. The village is always going to be willing to, it's all electronic communication. Like, it's not, you know, if we're not going to, it's not like use it or lose it. Like, if we want to, you know, I think if we want to add back, we'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Is that true?
I think that would not be a problem.
Okay.
Like, and especially with the weekly, if there's, you know, some weeks like you should highlight the pumpkin smash or the election sign recycling, like something tied to a
specific
week
time. Yeah.
We can, and
just
it's something that's just going to be that quick,
right.
You know, 7,500 word
yeah.
blurb that should
yeah.
be fairly easy to
right.
incorporate or omit for
right.
weeks.
Well, the month and the monthly one, I think I had asked Sarah, and you're very new still finding is, I had asked about kind of open rates, that kind of stuff, because again, it's like a lot of effort going in, not only by us, but the rest of the village. It's a huge amount of work. And, you know, personally, I had raised the question about the format that I personally find it difficult, like the PDF and all that, like if it was a paper thing, you know, which I know it's not going to be. So the other kind of larger question I've always had is, how many people, like we're running like hamsters on a wheel to produce, you know, content that it's high quality, what you have in the rest of it too, but how many people are opening the messages? And if you're able to sort of find that out, I mean, far be it from me to say, you know, that the village should be, the village does a great job communicating.
Right,
right,
but if we're busting our asses for 32.
Well, the thing is, you'll never really be able to tell whether they're reading, like, our particular
yeah.
article. But I know because I do this, you know, for my work, that mass emails, things like that, they don't get 100% open rate, right? They get, but if you're, you know, 25, 30% at least, you know, I mean, at my work, we've been pushing it to, like, over 40% open rate. So, again, not my call, and I think that it's great that the village does do such a good job communicating, but all right, well, we have a commitment, though, that we need to meet for the November one.
So Ellie does not think she can release.
So then, you know, Jeff, Shannon, if you, who's on the phone? I don't know who.
Jeff and Shannon.
Oh.
The phone
so
is
the
just
Jeff?
The room.
Oh, okay. All right. If you guys don't have a different suggestion for a topic than Eric, I guess you and I are going to have to put our heads together after the meeting, to rising thing or something. Or once we move to the website, maybe we'll get some ideas from that.
Okay.
So I think what we're saying is that for 2023, we'll look at maybe doing the monthly things quarterly.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
And for that 11/21 week, when we meet again in November, if something has come up, like the great SoulSmart thing that came up, we can slot it in. But if we don't come up with something, it'll just be blank that week. And I guess the last thing I'll cover is, Jeff, since you're on and Susan is not, I'm not exactly quite sure why we have both of your names there, but that's due 11/11, the monthly for December. So can you at least reach out to Susan?
Yeah, I'll reach out to her. I think it was, I think I had sort of volunteered to do something and then that topic got suggested and and she offered to help me.
Okay. Well, there is a page, you know, I think that we tracked down from the website before that has existing content. Does this ring a bell, Seth?
Not off the top of my head, but I can.
Okay.
Yeah, take
okay.
a dig tomorrow and.
Okay. Yeah, if you include that in the follow-up email, because there's like a whole page of content already. You're not going to have to make it up from scratch, Jeff. If anything, you're just going to have to cut it down to something that fits layout. And I guess due November 11th, which is going to be right around the time of our next meeting, right?
Yeah, I believe our next meeting is the 8th. And then I will sort of confirm these due dates for the monthlies.
So basically, Jeff, you know, you want to be working on it between now and then with Susan, so we're not sitting at the meeting saying, oops, it's due like 3 days from now and you haven't had a chance to get started.
Yep. So, yeah. I'll check in with her before we'll have a plan before next.
You did such a great job when you did the one for about the rooftop solar. So, okay. So let's move to the website and the Google Doc that Seth put together. What he did was he took the kind of outline, and Susan had this idea that, you know, we could all take a look, and it's now a Google Doc. And if you have like a resource or a link or something related to one of these topics, you could sort of type it in. I think the difficulty with that approach is that I say, if everybody's responsible, no one's responsible. And the same thing kind of happened to me, right? Like, it's sort of overwhelming to say, oh, I'm going to look at this whole thing and see where I can add information. So what I would like to do is divide the sections up, right? And say, we're each going to take responsibility for a section and review that section by the next meeting, and see if some of these little bullet points should be like combined. I don't think we really want every single one of them to be a separate subpage, right? I also think that we could consider, I think it's a little difficult because Susan isn't here, and so I don't want to change the vision, but I think she envisions this as comprehensive, everything you possibly could do. And I don't know, to me, sometimes comprehensive is overwhelming. I'm a sort of the less is more, but what I would suggest is that our goal is to just get the organization switched over. And if we don't have everything on there yet, rather than have it be blank, I would probably just not have it there. Because I'm sure, as you found, Seth, like there was something recently we wanted to add, and it just got like buried because the current organization system is so terrible, right?
Yeah, I believe it was links to either the recycling. Or
yeah, the household hazardous waste. Like that should have been like screaming out right at everybody. And I know you did your best to find a place for it to live, but can we just, I owe you new language for the introduction, and could we just divide up the sections and kind of make a commitment to review our sections by the next meeting with the goal of just having something that can go up and we can always add more later. So I think Susan was interested in the ecosystem stuff, so I'm pretty sure she would do that for sure. There's like 4 or 5 sections, right? If you scroll down a little.
Yeah,
so there's reduced carbon footprint.
Trying to scroll.
Okay.
Reduce carbon footprint, waste less,
green ecosystems, water.
And there were other sections that I think were filled in, or even sections within these sort of main 4. These were just the blank things within these 4.
So if these were the blank things, then why do some of them have hyperlinks?
Or the like not fully developed.
Sort of fully fleshed out.
Yeah, there were other parts either within these or in other things that were sort of more fully fleshed out with a paragraph. I can send the link to the sort of unpublished page.
Yeah.
You guys,
why don't you do that? Because I think if you're looking only at this, then you might be like, oh, why is this thing missing? Whereas in reality, it's already been fleshed out. So let's put Susan down for green ecosystems. I know she expressed interest in that before. I was going to do the intro and the whole section on, you know, river forest is making a difference, but I can do something else. Shannon, Jeff, is there a section you think you could take? Are they still there?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't see the website. Is there any way you guys can share it?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, is it the same outline that's in the email from Seth after last meeting?
Yeah, and I just, if anybody had tried to log on in the past month, I realized like last Thursday that I had left it as you can see it, but you can't edit anything.
Yeah.
So I just changed it within the past week.
Now, you know, no one was trying to get into it. So it's happened to me many a time, Seth. So he was just saying that this list is not like the full, you know, website, right? it's the parts, it's the sections that either needed content added or need to be consolidated, or, you know, like certain things like purchase a high efficiency induction stove, purchase a heat pump, electric dryer, those things, they don't need like they're right. Like maybe it, maybe there's one page on Electrify that just mentions all of those things.
It could just be one paragraph of these are potential steps or something.
Like yeah. That. I mean, that particular list almost seems like it's just a, it could just be bullet list, but unless you're going to get into like telling people where to get them and all that kind of stuff, but that's like phase, right? Phase one is just to get the organization switched around. So now that you can kind of see the outline, Jeff and Shannon, are there sections that appeals to you more? Okay. Well, that's why I'm giving Shannon and Jeff first choice, and you and I can take whatever. Except that Susan, I know, already said she would do.
Yeah, I could help with, it doesn't sound like there's too much to do, but I could help with the first one, the carbon footprint, or well, any of them really. I don't know, green ecosystem might not be as easy for me, but maybe one of the first two, or the first two.
Yeah, I think water would be a good one for me.
Right.
And I need to consult my mother-in-law on that one. I feel like she'll know more than me.
Okay, so Eric, if I want to do the bookends, like the intro and the River Forest Making a Difference section. So could you take a look at the Waste Less
mm-hmm.
section?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, great. So now we each hopefully have something a little more manageable to do. Thank you. And then
I'll include like the full link to the unpublished main site and then each of these sort of
thank you
sub pages so you guys can see how it all
fits together.
I know last time we had talked about placing the table yeah, with just
right. So I will, that'll be my responsibility by then to sort of like write out what that looks like instead. And I do want to take a look at that River Forest Making a Difference section. So the assignment is to review that section of the kind of the dummy site or whatever, to look at these things that aren't filled in yet and come with a recommendation about what to do about these sections that don't have any content yet. Just eliminate it for now until we have content, or, you know, or if you're able to produce the content, probably again, it's sort of like more effective if we can provide something in writing to Seth before the meeting, because it's not the kind of thing you can really just talk about at the meeting, right? We each just have to do our homework. Yeah. Let's see, the next meeting is, November 8th?
November 8th, yep.
So, yeah, in a super ideal world, when do you usually send the agenda out, Seth? Like the previous Thursday or something?
Yeah, I try to do it. I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, just to sort of
mm-hmm.
have
yeah.
it be.
Is this a week?
A week, I guess.
Right. Well, in theory, in an ideal world, we would get Seth something like November 1st or 2nd, and he could like include it in the agenda and say, this is what everybody said to do with these sections. Or if you just type in this Google Doc, actually, let's say that everybody type in the Google Doc, don't worry about your formatting, you know, just put your recommended content for these.
And Seth will send the link out again. So
yeah, this will be in my,
and I'm going
to
say
tomorrow email. And yeah, even if like there's something, if just it needs to be like reformatted or like, you guys want to add just like a comment rather than changing
yeah.
the text directly, that works too. So
right.
I can sort of.
So realistically, you know, I mean, if people can do it even by the day before the meeting on the 7th, then we could look at it. Because I myself don't think I will be able to do it by like November 1st. But since you can always provide a link to this document, and as people make changes to it, you know, people will be able to see it.
Yeah, I would say you guys can make changes up until 7 p.m. on the 8th.
Yeah, right.
And we'll be good for the meeting then.
And how much content are we looking for, like, on, like, each of these
kind
of
stuff? Well, can you just flip over to the dummy site for a minute? Because that'll give you an idea of what you're trying to match, like, what's already there. And to some extent, you know, just think about it. It's a good question, Jeff. Think about it from the point of view of a resident who's trying to find something out. And the challenge for us is the whole...
I'm going to just stop sharing so I can pull it up one second.
Sure. I think, you know, we're not going to write, like, a lot of original content. If we want to say, oh, on this topic, you found, like, the resource that's the best place to do, it might just be a sentence and a link to some other place, right? Or you might look at some of the things and say, oh, we don't need to get into that, or it's just a bullet list, because it's infinite, right? Like, if you say to somebody, install a heat pump in your house, well, I don't know, there's, like, a lot that you could say about that. I almost tend to feel like our site should focus more on things that are specific to River Forest, right? Like the solar rooftop solar thing and special permitting process here. I mean, I just don't know that we could be in the business of being, like, the comprehensive guide to how to live a sustainable life.
We've talked about this before, right? Like, this has to be using a different form of the word sustainable. Like, we shouldn't be the information center when there are tons of subject matter expert websites that we could link to that have professional staffs that update their websites constantly. You know, so we shouldn't explain what all your options are for heat pumps. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
So I'm with you. If it's, like, something specific River Forest, then we're the experts and we should go into more detail. But if it's something where we're like, hey, heat pumps are cool, there should be a link to the Department of Energy's list of, you know, Energy Star heat pumps.
So scroll down just a little more, Seth. We're getting rid of that table. So, like, click on the how to reduce your carbon footprint, because that first tab, switch to renewable resources. I thought you said that was mostly fairly populated, right? So if you click on that.
So it down then when you. Here's all the detail that's been filled in, and then community solar. And I think the step, because these are, like, pretty populated, what content we need to add first and then to sort of edit and.
Yeah, and honestly, like, Jeff, what I would say is when you look at that, even that switch to renewable resources that's already populated, I would look at editing that down, right? We have too much. Too much information, right? Don't you think? I mean, that's the discussion that we need to have.
Website, right?
This is the new organization.
A lot of that
content is pulled over. So I think you should look at it with fresh eyes and come with recommendations, you know, or just take some of that content and edit it down.
You can see with the Google Doc, I basically just copied these not really filled in sections at the bottom, and that's
all the same.
Right. But you just kind of need to dive into it a little more. Like, I would click on that bicycling link. I don't even know what it goes to, right? Is that a live link where it says bicycling? So each of us in our own sections that we're working on,
we have a bicycling page on I guess so.
Does it go somewhere?
It goes to brf.us/bicycling. Who maintains that?
Is that under?
I have no idea. I will try and find that out for next meeting.
Okay, but so it's a real page.
So I don't. But does that live under Public Works, or where does it live?
We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's deep.
So okay, maybe we're not going to get it all done by the next meeting. But I can say is we said we wanted to definitely have it live by, you know, 2023, beginning of the year. I guess I'm just so desperate to get the basic organization changed that I would be willing to sacrifice comprehensiveness of content to just get, like, the five things we want people to know about, what you can do in River Forest, right?
I mean, like, yeah, we shouldn't want, perfection shouldn't be our, you know, we can build it out over time.
Correct.
So I think, yeah, if we get the organization right, get it launched, to get a fair amount of detail on there, and then we can
mm-hmm.
build it out from there. That's great.
Right. So maybe the what our assignment is to look at each of our sections and recommend what can we do with sort of a phase one. What's the content that's ready to go, or what are like the five most important things or three to five most important things to have in this section that, you know, is pretty accessible in terms of where we have the information, look at any existing content, edit it down, and then have a list of things to say, these are the things that we're going to work on populating and building out for phase two. Does that help, Jeff and Shannon? Make sense?
Yes. And what I would say is I love the concept of like, I love this idea because it gives like a guide to comprehensive sustainable living in river forests, right? But I totally agree that we should be highlighting advertising, like at the very top of each of these sections are the river forest solutions that people need to know about and should know about at the very, very top. So that's because I think, again, thinking back to like the average reader, I think we're going to still mm-hmm. have people who want to go and look at the comprehensive list, right? And they're going to use it as like a checklist, which is really cool. And that's the dream. But I also mm-hmm. think we're going to have the average reader who's like, what can I do to be better in River Forest? And having those like key advertisements for our solutions at the top of each section, like composting or water buckets. That's like what we want. That would be the first yeah. takeaway for me. I want people out of this, right?
Right. And maybe they're just, yes, they are kind of worded like call to action, but exactly in the waste less section, you know, I don't know, what does it say right now when you go to it? Village compost, backyard composting. So the village compost program is listed first, but, you know, people don't like to dive deep into links. And so I don't know. I almost feel like the village compost program, there should be two or three sentences about it. And then, yes, you have to click on a link to sign up for it. And then those other three things, that's more sort of when you get to the general information type stuff, there could maybe be just a few lines about that and links to other places that talk about how to do those things, right? Because like vermiculture is like super, like, I don't know, you have to be like an advanced person to do that.
Be a scientist.
Once it didn't work. Okay.
Yeah. Let's think about that, because to Shannon's point, if there could be an of course, the top of each section should feature things that are unique to River Forest.
Mm-hmm.
But it would, and if there was a way at the top of this entire thing to feature, you know, the River Forest programs, that would be cool too. Or maybe they're, I don't know, somehow designated.
Right. And I would just say the kind of, yeah, we could have a sub thing under each one is like, what can you do in River Forest? What can you, more general information. But I just think we need less content like that bicycling page, just too much, right?
Yeah, that's not ours though. I mean, that's, and
like,
and
that, think in terms of calls to action, right? Like,
bicycling page is not a good example because that's not ours, and I think that's about trails and
yeah.
all kinds of things that are only semi-related to why we're bringing it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. And that's, if we think about, I think we should put ourselves in the shoes of like a new River Forest resident or someone who mm-hmm. all of a sudden's like, I just want to be more sustainable. How do I do it? And
mm-hmm.
like, use that as the like view for the document. And then yeah, back to, I love the idea of like, we have these solutions in River Forest because there's a reason for all the reasons why we like for over 10 years, they've been building very focused things like composting. And, you know, so that's where I think flashing those at the top and saying, just do this. And then like, but then here's the comprehensive list of how you cover off everything in this area. And here's where you can go to learn more. And, you know, I think it's brilliant, but anyways, I love it.
Right.
And I do think the more we can make it easy and digestible is better. Like you're saying, Beth,
so,
less is more.
So if we all, you know, do our homework as a deeper dive into one section and just commit to putting some sort of comments section in your section, recommendations about changes, then we'll be able to have a substantive discussion, right? But okay. We all have to have taken a deeper look in order to do that.
Right, that's our assignment.
Okay, so, you know, it'll go in, Seth, I don't know, you probably, I would probably do two different emails, so you can have one that has the standing subject line of deadline for e-newsletter submissions, right, and then a separate one about the website, which will be a bit of an ongoing project. And then since Susan isn't here, Eric, maybe you could just send her. Okay, well, thanks, everybody. That was a good discussion. Can't wait till it's up.
I know. It's going to be.
I can start sending people to the website, which I never do now.
It'll be a great resource for the community.
Yeah. Thank you, Beth, for everything you're doing. Great job.
Thank you.
You're, as always, towing the entire line on this, so it will help. Okay.
100%.
Is there anything else not on the agenda that anyone wishes to discuss?
Ellie, you know, she's been working on the whole event idea thing, and since she's not here tonight, I think she...
Do you have any kind of update, or...?
She did. Let me find... I mean, the update was just that they were trying to hone in on a date, which was... Potential dates, November 16th or 30th, but that's all that she had. So I don't think there's really anything to discuss.
Okay. Jeff, Shannon, any other new business?
No, nothing else here.
Nothing here either.
The SoulSmart update earlier was all I really had, so.
All right.
That's a pretty exciting update. Congratulations.
All right, this is a short and sweet meeting, guys. Our next meeting is November 8th, as we talked about. We're hoping to get some of these vacancies filled. I will talk to President Ducey tomorrow to see kind of where we're at with that. If anybody, community members, have any ideas of people who would like to be commissioners, please let us know, and we'll pass that on to President Ducey.
So is there not kind of like a pool of people who already...
I think there is.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's a list of people who've shown interest in the past, and that's the first people that they... Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
I have a second from Jeff or Shannon.
Okay.
We'll call here.
Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Chang? Roberts?
Yes.
Commissioner Beasy?
Yes.
We're voting yes, none voting no. We are officially adjourned.
Right, we are adjourned. Shannon, Jeff, thanks so much for calling in. We'll see you guys soon.
Yep, thank
sounds
you.
Good. See you next month.
Bye, whoever that is.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. Grant says bye too.
Awesome. We love it. You know we love it. Junior commissioner.
Bye. Yeah.